Investors get a little nervous as Election Day gets closer. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Markets are down around the world, and many are blaming the changing race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Michael Youson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London.
Market expectations of a Clinton win have been thrown into the melting pot somewhat by the closing in the polls and the reopening of this FBI investigation. So it's this reevaluation of risks that's causing the current market turmoil. And the markets are moving with every single opinion poll that comes out. So I think between now and next Tuesday, it's going to be, I think, a particularly feral atmosphere around global markets.
There is hope the exploded gas line in Alabama could be back up and running as early as this weekend. The disaster means that the Southeast can expect higher gas prices for a while. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what this says about America's energy infrastructure.
If you look at a map of refineries in the United States, you'll notice a big cluster in East Texas and Louisiana. You'll also notice that there are basically none from southern Alabama to New Jersey. And when something happens and a pipeline carrying fuel has to shut down, that's a problem.
The refinery capacity isn't in the same place as the population.
That's David Hackett. He's a transportation energy consultant. He says it's not a matter of refining capacity.
I think there's plenty of refining. There's no doubt there's plenty of refining. But the logistics system is more fragile than we think.
He says people in most of the country won't feel this interruption at the pump. In Tennessee, Georgia, and the Carolinas, they will. But Mark Broadbent, a refining analyst at Wood Mackenzie, says building new pipelines and storage would take time and a lot of money.
And an outage of a week or two here and there is just not enough incentive to put that type of investment into action.
And he says building pipelines isn't the most popular project a business can undertake. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
A transit strike in a battleground state is raising questions about impact on the presidential election. Thousands of transit workers in Philadelphia are on strike for a second day, meaning commuters have to get to work without their usual subways, buses, and trolleys. And with contract talks gridlocked, there are fears that a strike could affect voter turnout if a deal isn't made soon. The Transit Authority promises legal action to block the strike if there's no deal by Election Day. Drug maker Mylan is under fire for sharp price hikes for its EpiPens. Consumers, doctors, and politicians have all piled on as the price of a pair of shots has risen to around $600. But a hospital system out in Utah this week has a surprising new workaround, and it could be a dirt-cheap blueprint for the country. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Move over EpiPens. Here come EpiKits. We're in the central pharmacy at the University of Utah Health System in Salt Lake City. What you're hearing, says pharmacist Aaron Fox, is the magic bagger. Think of it as an industrial-strength saran wrap machine putting together EpiKits.
We have a vial of epinephrine, we have two needles, alcohol wipes, and we have two syringes. And the total cost of this kit is right around $10.
Yep, $10. Up until now, Utah has stocked dozens of very expensive EpiPens at its four hospitals, Cancer Institute, and 10 clinics. But this week, it's begun sending these kits out across their entire system. So if someone has a life-threatening allergic reaction to chemotherapy or some other medication, staff would administer epinephrine using a vial and syringe instead of a $300 EpiPen.
It is our responsibility to be responsible stewards of the American healthcare dollar.
That's Vivian Lee, head of the University of Utah system. EpiPens work with an auto-inject system designed for consumers who need something foolproof. These EpiKits are designed for medical staff, people used to handling tricky syringes. Lee applauds her team for the smart and efficient way they're cutting wasteful spending.
I think one of the great things about our system here in this country is that we encourage competition and creativity and innovation. And here I'm just seeing some of that innovation play out in a way that could be very beneficial to patients all over.
This change will save the hospital about $35,000 a year, a rounding error on a rounding error for the $3 billion health system. But Dr. Aaron Kesselheim, who works at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, says if Utah is successful, he could see EpiKits catching on at hospitals across the country. And what seems modest now could become major.
It's sort of like the environment and, you know, making sure that you recycle your individual Coke can. If everybody thinks the same way, then overall people can make a big difference together.
Mylan, the maker of EpiPens, did not comment for this story. While Mylan can easily absorb the financial hit here, the company's reputation may suffer if prominent academic medical centers follow Utah's lead and drop its best-known product. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, we covered trains and automobiles earlier, so we need to talk planes. There is a new forecast today predicting a busy Thanksgiving at airports. Trade group Airlines for America says more than 27 million people will fly this Thanksgiving. That is a 2.5% jump from last year. The industry says it's adding seats to meet demand, rather. But of course, more flyers means more pressure on government security screeners. Long lines at checkpoints have been a source of frustration lately, so hopefully security is ready for a big holiday travel season. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update, 8 p.m., American Public Media.